Hanukkah is the festival of lights, everyone knows. And as Mordechai said, there's an ability to go somewhere that we're not usually able to. Every time of year has its special quality, has its special opportunities. The freedom of Pesach, the tzila, the mehamnusa, the feeling of being surrounded by the Varamakif on Sukkis, the Adol Yada of Purim, Hamelach Basada of the Yom Narayim, of being able to meet Hashem in the most accessible way when the king is in the field. Chanukah, the king isn't in the field, the king is with us in our homes, in our yeshiva, by our doorstep, at our window. Wherever a Jew is kindling a light, Hashem, the Melech, is expressing himself, and we have the opportunity to spend some special time together. Vilna Gaon explains that there are three aspects to a light. It's based on the Gemara and Shabbos, Bema Madlikin. This is what's called the Ner, even though in the vernacular we call a Ner, the whole thing, the candle. The Ner actually means the vessel, the Kli. For all intents and purposes, the glass jar that we see right in front of us. There's the petil, which is the wick that channels. The shemen, the fuel that ignites the flame. Says the Vilna Gaon, the ner, the petil, and the shemen is osios nefesh. So when a Jew comes to light their candles, when we light our candles, our Chanukah licht, we're lighting ourselves. So it means nafshenu chiksel Hashem. David HaMelech says our souls thirst for God, yearn for God, call out to Hashem. Nafshenu chiksel Hashem. Kinichalim yitayu, our relationship with God is like a two-way river that flows up and down. Nafshenu chiktel Hashem, osios nachal. The same letters as Lahadlik near Chanukah. Hashem is responding with notes of chesed alafim, shining down incredible chasadim, and we all feel it. It's something that opens up when we light our Chanukah candles because we're lighting ourselves. Rambam begins Hilchos Chanukah with a very famous statement. It's a little bit out of character. Mitzvah ner Chanukah chaviva hi ad ma'od. The mitzvah of lighting Chanukah candles is beloved, ad ma'od. Ad ma'od, very, very much. A lot. Now the Rambam doesn't use hyperbole, exaggerate. And the Briskers made a whole industry out of every single letter in the Rambam. Ad ma'od, this expression, the tzaddikim tell us, trains our eye toward something very special. Ad ma'od literally means until ma'od. What's so precious about these candles? Ad ma'od. V'havta as Hashem Elokecha, the credo of a Jew. B'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol ma'odecha. To love Hashem our God. B'chol levavcha, b'shnei yitzrecha, the Gemara tells us, with all of our passions and all of our abilities, every part of who we are, shnei yitzrecha, yitzrach tov, yitzhara, chol nafshecha, even if it means giving up our lives, with all of our heart and all of our soul. What does a Jew value more than their heart and their soul? Says the Gemara, ma'odecha, all of our money, all of our possessions. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe explained, v'chol ma'odecha, means that even after I've given everything that I have, my heart and my soul, there's something called ma'od, ma'odecha, my more. There's something that's beyond myself, that's even more. Chol me'odecha, I've given everything, but there's still something more to give, ad ma'od. When we light these Chanukah candles, like Rav Moshe said so beautifully, we're able to go beyond where we currently are. A flame, It's constantly striving upward. No matter how you hold the candle, the flame is always going up. The same way that a plant is always directed toward the sun, heliotropic, a Jew is always yearning toward Hashem. Nafshenu chiksel Hashem. It's this mesiras nefesh of Chanukah, Matasyahu Banav, that we're able to tap into every night of Chanukah, but especially tonight. Tonight's the first night of being Mosif Aholich. We lit the candle last night. No, we lit the Chanukah. We got lit. We lit it up. Nafshenu chiksel Hashem. We lit one candle for the Maccabee children. We illuminated darkness. We expressed the festival of light. But tonight, the second night of Chanukah, we go weiter. We take it one step further. And that's what Chanukah is about. And that's what we're trying to do here tonight. To take it one step further, to go a little bit more of ourselves, a little bit deeper, a little bit more inside, to illuminate a little bit stronger, so that we could sense the Nafshenu Chiksel Hashem, an incredible opportunity of Chanukah night. Century in Yerushalayim, specifically the Alter Yishuv, the Yishuv HaYashan, brutal, brutal conditions. The Jews were living with incredible Mesiras Nefesh. They're facing intense poverty, sickness, incredible difficulties, very simple making it day to day life. Mesiras Nefesh for Yishuv Eretz HaKodesh. Middle 19th century or something unbelievable. There's an epidemic in Yerushalayim, Lo Aleinu, and one of the great tzaddikim of the city, Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin, Zechus again Aleinu, who was the Rav of Brisk previously and came to Yerushalayim from Brisk, and his Rebbetzin, just on a very basic humanitarian level, they just, a neighbor passed away and left orphans, and they adopted them, they brought them into their house. And then a few days later, from hunger or from sickness, someone else in the old city passed away, and they brought in more children. It was a couple of months during the winter, literally almost 2 dozen children had no place to live and came to be in the apartment of Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin. Began to expand, and they moved to another apartment. It was really the first orphanage, Diskin orphanages in Yerushalayim, were born from that. And the Rebbetzin would literally take care of their every need, feeding them, clothing them, bathing them, making sure that the children have everything that they need. One day, there was a young boy, a young child, a Yerushalmi, who the Rebbetzin was bathing at supper, a good warm supper. The Rebbetzin gave him a nice hot bath. For some reason, the little boy just wouldn't get settled. He was crying and crying and making a fuss. His crying got more intense and more intense, and the Rebbetzin dried him off with a towel, asked him if he wants a little warm milk, to read him a story before bed, to sing him a song. He was crying and he wouldn't stop crying. Inconsolable. So much so that it stared the Rebbetzin, Rebbetzin Diskin, so much that she didn't know what to do. She went and got her husband, Rabbi Shul Leib. She said, "I don't know what's going on with this kid. I'm doing everything. Give him a bath, or the milk, and the story, and the song. He just won't stop crying. Shake." So Rabbi Shul Leib comes in, for the room. And he takes this little boy on his lap and he says, "Mein Pirate King, mein sweet child, what's wrong? Is it not good for you here? Doesn't the Rebbetzin give you everything you need? Clean clothing and a good bath and a good, delicious hot supper. Just read you a story and sing you a song." And the little boy said, "The Rebbetzin's so good to me. She's so good to all of us. But it's just not the same." Reb Shulam said, "What do you mean? What's not the same?" This little boy had lost his mother and lost his father in the epidemic. The little kid said, "It's just not the same. It's true the Rebbetzin gives such a good bath and such a good supper. But my mommy, when she would take me out of the bath, would wrap me in the towel. She'd always give me a kiss when she took me out of the water. The Rebbetzin's so good, but I just miss that kiss." Everybody asks, why is it that on Chanukah we focus so much on the light? We sit by the Neiros, celebrate the Neiros, the Pach Shemen. What about the military victory? We mention it in our davening. But it's not the focus. Military victory, l'chaora, something which is primary. L'chaora, the victory over the Yavanim, was primary. Why is it that it's relegated to secondary status when we're focusing on miracles? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, you know, the military victory saving us from the Greco-Roman Empire, did Hashem have a choice? Like, in the end, Kaviyachol, the Ribbono Shel Olam has to save us. Like a parent has to give their kids supper, have to change the diaper, have to bring them to school, have to give them a bath. But finding that Pach Shemen that was tahor with the stamp of the Kohen Gadol, that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says was like a kiss from Hashem. If the military victory was taking the bath and wrapping us in the towel, the nes of the Pach Shemen was the Ribbono Shel Olam, our Father, giving us a kiss. It would have been fine to light the candles just the way they were. It would have gotten the job done. But Chanukah is the last yontif. Chanukah is horah l'doros. Chanukah is paving the way for the way that we relate to our Yiddishkeit, and also the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us throughout this long, bitter exile. It's horah l'doros. So the military victory was flashing, it was great, but it didn't last two generations until the whole thing devolved into a Game of Thrones with one brother putting his mother in jail and killing his brothers, and the Matasyahu Banav became separated from the Or HaTzadik and they fell into a corrupt political system. They lost their sovereignty and we went into Golos that we're still in. Still today in Golos. Even now we have a glimpse of what sovereignty means, but come on, is it really sovereign? We're worried so much what everyone thinks about us all the time, and from the inside out, we destroy ourselves sometimes just to spite ourselves. We're on the way, there's a glimmer of hope, there's a glimmer of light, but we have a long way to go. And it'll be Keharef Ayin. But in the days of Chanukah, it wasn't just about the miraculous victory of Rabban Bad Ma'atim in a military sense. It was awesome and it was Yad Hashem. But after the Holocaust, what's going to be God? Ribbono Shel Olam has to save us. But the kiss, the Pach Shemen is that kiss. It's the way that Matasyahu Kohen Gadol, us, the way that we made a decision to say, we're not going to go halfway. We're not going to do that just because it's mutter. It's mutter, but see where we can do it. Okay, it's enough to pass. But Chanukah, we say we want to be Mahadrin. We want Tahara. Chanukah, we introduce a language of Tmeim Ba'ad Tahorim. We're called Tahorim. Those who are yearning for more. We want something more than just being functional, than just going through the motions, than just checking the boxes of our Yiddishkeit. On Chanukah, we said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we want deeper. We want to be intimate with you. We want this to be pnimi, we want this with a kiss. And we are Moser Nefesh for that Pach Shemen. And like the last prophecy that sent us off into exile, V'ahavti eschem amar Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us this little Pach Shemen, reveals for us this Pach Shemen, this pure place inside of us, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. And Hashem says, no matter how dark exile gets, no matter how difficult it is, no matter how much pain you may be in, we're together. When Yosef and his brothers and these parshios that we're reading about, such a difficult and painful golus, such a harsh pirud, they finally come back together. The way the Torah describes the reunification, the reunion of Yosef and his brothers, v'yinashek l'kol achav, has come to Goshen and be close to me. Everyone knows that's what we're spinning a dreidel. The letters Gimel Shin Nun Hey. Come close to me. It's not enough for us just to sign on the dotted line that we made up and shake hands and pat each other on the back. But come close. Ve'inashik l'kolacha. Says Rashi, Hosef b'nashika manashik b'holich. It's not enough. Chanukah, the second night of Chanukah, we're mostly paholech. We want a little bit more. It's not enough a peck on the cheek on our way out, but we want menashik paholech, hosif benishika, to go deeper and deeper and closer, because we know ahavti eschem, amar Hashem. On Chanukah, it's clear to us. There's something that opens up inside of us. That we can be deeper, that we can do this with more feeling, that our Yiddishkeit can be more vibrant, we can open up a deeper dimension in our relationship between us and Hashem. Tonight is certainly an important step in that direction. Let's just by the candlelight, just a very beautiful teaching, an important teaching from Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik. You know that Chanukah is the chasima. See them wish each other a good kvittel during these days. Just want to share a few words from Rav Soloveitchik's amazing karam. Open your hearts. I often reflect on the attitude of the modern Jew. On one hand, I'm continually fascinated at the vast resources, ability, concentration, and intellect he invests in order to satiate his material desires. On the other hand, I'm amazed at how the same Jew shuts out the spiritual values of Judaism through a selective dullness, insensitivity, and numbness to all things holy. I observe the modern Jew dedicate vast emotional resources, talent, and ingenuity to acquire material possessions. For these goals, he knows full well how to maximize his creativity, to plan ahead and keep his ambitions vivid in his race to acquire material possessions. When it comes to acquiring our spiritual inheritance in matters of sanctity, however, his keen material senses suddenly become myopic, and his enterprising disposition turns insipid and uninterested. One of the greatest irreverences of the modern Jew is the unworthy antithesis between the ability he devotes to his personal affairs and his indifferent, fidgety approach to Judaism. the tension between Kodesh and Chol, between Chomer and Ruach, between that which is holy and profane, that which is elevated and celestial, godly, and that which is in the world of the mundane and the material, is a tension that permeates every single moment of our life. It's a dialectic, it's a balance that we navigate. Some say that we struggle with, or Froman would say that we dance with. Regardless, it's something that's constantly present in our lives. It is our lives. Chanukah comes as a vachadik yontif. It's different than other holidays. It's 8 days. But even the zman, even the parameters of lighting candles itself express the dialectic. When can we light candles? When can we bench licht at night until? Ad? Shetich l'regel min hashuk. What does it mean, ad shetich l'regel min hashuk? Till the marketplace is empty, until the last people leave. So the turmadayim, where these chever that would go back to the shuk after the marketplace was closed, after the stock market closed and it was done, everybody closed up their bastot. This turmadayim would go back to the marketplace and collect sticks and sell firewood for anybody who got home and realized they'd have to come back. And these guys were there to make an extra buck to capitalize on. In other words, there was even, and the Gemara is always trying, Chazal are always trying to teach us things, agav urche, trying to teach us many things at the same time, many different levels of things at the same time. It's how we need to learn when we light Chanukah candles, when we illuminate the darkness, when nafshenu chiksel Hashem, the parameters is that when some chever, this termadayim, would go to make a few extra bucks in the shuk. Yes, it's exactly what it is. Because on Chanukah, this tension between where we invest ourselves in material terms and how we invest ourselves spiritually regarding that which matters most comes to its ultimate expression and tension. The Navi Zechariah, which we're going to read this Shabbos in Mirtz Hashem, in the Haftorah, helps us again understand the difference between the different miracles that took place on Chanukah and what our focus is on during these days. On one hand, the incredible miracle of the military victory. On the other hand, that which ultimately we define as primary, which is Tmeim Ba'ad Tahorim, Azedim Ba'ad Oske Tarasecha. Regarding the menorahs Hazav, the golden menorah, says Zechariah, Lo Bechayil, Lo Bekoach. It's not with strength, it's not with our physical abilities. Kim Beruchi Amar Hashem Tzvakos. But it's my spirit, my Ruach, Hashem says, which is at the center of your lives. And it's an amazing thing. Last night we had a family get together. And I know that this is a scene that repeated itself in other Jewish homes. I'm all excited to talk about the Yichud of Ner and the different Kavanos and all the exciting things about the Shemen, and I have my whole Dvar Torah plan, that all everybody could talk about is United Nations. United Nations this, United Nations that. A few months ago it was UNESCO this, UNESCO that. You know, Shlomo said that if Israel had a representative in the United Nations that would stand up in Chassidish Levush, a big yarmulke on his head and sits over his shirt, and he'd hold up a Tanakh, slam it down on the table and say, good for all of you. Hashem promised this to us in Sefer Bereishis. This is the purpose of the creation of the world. The entire world revolves around this. Or however he would say it, maybe with a little bit more eloquence. The world is waiting for us to stand up and say, this is not a contest of Chayil and Koach, but this is a match of Ruach. The struggle between Yaakov Avinu and Esav is something that foreshadowed that which take place between the Maccabees, between the Chashmonaim, and the Yevanim, and foreshadowed that which is playing itself out in the news and in our lives every single moment. Vayishlak Yaakov Malachim, and Yaakov sent Malachim ahead. He sent forth kochos hanefesh from himself. He sent forth in the DNA of every single one of us the ability to stand up and struggle with sorrow shel Esav. And Rashi says he sent melachim mamish. Where Rashi's Shana Gimel, he's trying to sound frum. Melachim mamish, really melachim. It doesn't mean melachim mamish. Bavitch Rebbe explained it's an allusion to the days of the Yavanim. Choshech al pnei tahom. Shechshichu einayim shel Yisrael. Antiochus and the Yavanim tried to undermine our holiness, our sanctity, our identity by forbidding us, by outlawing us in three major areas. What were they? Number one, well, they didn't say don't learn Torah. They said learn Torah. But don't think that that Torah means you're anything different or anything special. Kisvu lachem al keren hashor, ein lachem chelek be'elokei Yisrael. Learn Torah. It's a good subject to learn. Just like you learn philosophy and learn everything else from the outside in. Learn Torah also. It's a good book. It's a bestseller. This chiastic structure. And this Hepek Slogomenon. There's all sorts of beautiful things to learn textually. You can bury yourself in footnotes and enjoy the study of Tanakh ad ein sof. But don't think that God is speaking to you right now and right here. Don't think that this Torah represents the inner dialogue that every single one of us has with Hashem. Antiochus made three major gzeiros. The Kedushas Hazman, we weren't able to be Makadish the Chodesh. Hashem gives us the opportunity to sanctify the month because Hashem believes in us. Achodesh Hazel Lachem. Daiko, when we were in the lowest place in Mitzrayim, Hashem says, two Jews get together, be Makadish the Chodesh. Go to the Beis Din. I trust you, I believe in you. When you're going to eat matzah on Pesach and when you're going to count over, everything comes from you. When you're going to fast on Yom Kippur, comes from you. Achodesh Hazel Lachem. The first area was that Hashem, was that Antiochus said, no Kiddush HaChodesh. The Moi. The second was the Kedusha of the Guf, the Bris Milah. The Etzem Kesher that expresses the unconditional Kesher that a Jew has with Hashem, no Bris Milah. And the third, Bein Yuvain B'nei Yisrael, O Sili Olam, Shabbos. Day of intimacy, of Yichud between Am Yisrael and Hashem. Moed, Mila, and Shabbos. Said to Lubavitch Rebbe, V'yishlach Yaakov Malachim. He sent Malachim Mamish. Moed, Mila, Shabbos. The ability of a Jew to stand up to Antiochus in those days, B'yamim Ahem, B'zman Hazeh. For a Yid to stand up against the Esavs of the world. To stand proud in the face of the world and say, Yesh lanu chelek be'elokei Yisrael. We're an Aman Nivchar. We're different than you. We're Mekadesh Zman. We live with the sanctity of time. And our bodies, we treat ourselves differently. We live differently. We have an Etzem Kedusha called Bris Milah, Taras HaBris. And on Shabbos, we bring together the world of Chomer and Ruach, of Kodesh and Chol. We elevate the entire creation with Klal Yisrael, us at the center, in a Yichud with Hashem, Mamish. And when Yaakov struggled with Esav then, he sent forth Malachim to stand with Matisyahu Banav against Antiochus. Bayamim Ayem Bazman Hazeh today. Ein lachem chelek be'elokei Yisrael, yeah? Ki chelek havaya amo. Yaakov nachalaso. We're part and parcel of the Ribono Shel Olam. We are a chip off the divine block. We're cut from divine cloth. We're inextricably bound to the Ribono Shel Olam. Ner Hashem, nishmas Adam. When we sit by the Chanukah licht, we're lighting ourselves. We're illuminating the world. Beis Yaakov is called Eish. And Yosef is called Lahava. And Esav is called Kash. Straw. Chaff. It's meaningful in quantity. A lot of it. A lot of it. A lot of it. This nation and that nation. And that nation and this nation. They can make proclamation and declaration. And all the Esavs of the world could stand up against Klal Yisrael, but it doesn't do one bit of good against a Jew who's a mamin, who's proud of their Yiddishkeit, who knows that we are Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem, and Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shebranu L'Chvodo. We were created to bring Kvod Shamayim to the world. We have the Lonim and Atoyim. Every day we start a day, Baruch Shelo Asani Goy. No matter what I do, no matter how far I fall, Baruch Shelo Asani Goy.
I'm going to stand up in front of the United Nations and say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech olam shelos ani goy. Thank you all for coming. Baruch hu Elokeinu shebranu l'chvodo v'dilonu min atoyim v'nason lanu toras emes v'chaye olam nota v'socheinu l'b'chayel v'l'b'koach ki'im beruchi amar Hashem tzvakos. Good and everything clicking and everything going right at a high moment, but the Hazarak Dolam Alaktanim to awaken within ourselves this recognition, to plant it deep in ourselves, that whatever darkness we face, whatever difficulties we face at the crossroads with the Adulamite, with the veiled woman, no matter how painful and embarrassing a struggle and a Yerida may be, no matter how broken a relationship might be, selling out a brother, chas v'shalom. No matter how much we want to just hide our head in shame and cry and kvetch and feel bad for ourselves, just know, like Rabbeinu says, Hashem is busy with Oro Shel Mashiach. That's a light that comes when we believe in the light of the tzaddikim that can reach the darkest depths and redeem us from the lowest, lowest falls. The light of the menorah is the light of Moharan, the light that's mayor inside of every single one of us, even when we don't feel the kiss, and even when we don't feel the heart, and even when we don't feel the pneumius, and even when we don't feel the warm glow of the Chanukah candlelights, and we don't see chayim, not in ourselves and not in others, know that there's a nekuda tova, that there's a pach shemen that's hiding underneath all of that rubble, with the belief so deeply in the words of the tzaddik that there's no such thing as yush. That's what Matisyahu was driven by, to know there's no such thing as giving up hope. Not on ourselves, not on Klal Yisrael. Hashem believes in us. Hashem is the one who's spinning the world. Whatever we fall on, whatever letter is revealed, know that Hashem is with us in the high times and the low times. There's no such thing as giving up hope. It should be that the light of the tzaddikim shines in us Chanukah and throughout the entire year. One more time for the road, but this time like we mean it. Oy Rabbeinu Shag Bika Oh,
Hallelujah.